Hello and welcome to This Day Rocks from Vintage Rock Pod, the daily podcast looking back on this day in the history of rock. I'm Paul Stevenson. Today is August the 7th, and we remember a couple of people born on this day, but are sadly no longer with us. Born August 7th, 1950, is hard rock and heavy metal bassist Pete Way. Pete played with UFO during the glory years of 1968 to 1982, and also played bass in the Michael Schenker Group and with Ozzy Osbourne as well. Pete sadly passed away in 2020. Also born on August the 7th was former Skid Row singer and songwriter Johnny Solinger. He was hired to replace Sebastian Bach in the band for 16 years between 1999 and 2015. Johnny passed away last year. But for our main show today, we're going to be paying tribute to someone who very much is still alive and is celebrating his 64th birthday today. Yes, born on this day in 1958 is Iron Maiden legend Bruce Dickinson. He was dubbed the Air Raid Siren due to the ferocious power of his voice and is regularly seen near the top of polls about the greatest rock singers of all time. He started in the metal band Samson before replacing Paul Di'Anno as frontman for Iron Maiden in 1981. The first album he worked on with the group was the groundbreaking record, The Number of the Beast, which went to number one on the album chart in the UK and put metal into the top 10 on the singles chart too, when Run to the Hills hit number 7 in 1982. The Number of the Beast has sold more than 20 million copies worldwide. But there's much more to Bruce than just The Number of the Beast, and in particular Iron Maiden. So to get a rundown on this, I caught up with Steve from Uncle Steve's Iron Maiden Zone.
Born in a mining town in 58, August 7th, 1958 to be exact, was the one and only hard rock legend Bruce Dickinson. Bruce sang for English band Samson until joining Iron Maiden in late 1981. He fronted the band for 12 years before leaving for a solo career and then rejoining the band in early 1999. He has fronted Iron Maiden at this point for over 36 years. He has recorded 13 albums with them, along with 6 solo albums. But Bruce isn't only one of the best vocalists to ever exist in the history of hard rock. The Air Raid Siren, as he was dubbed early on, is also a New York Times best-selling author, an airline pilot that has flown Iron Maiden around on multiple tours, a fencer that has competed internationally, a BBC radio broadcaster, a podcaster, and he also helped formulate the recipe for the highly successful Trooper beer. But most importantly, Bruce is a successful survivor of cancer. He is a living legend in the hard rock and metal world, and to this day, he still sounds amazing live with the band. Happy birthday, Bruce. We love you.
And a big thank you to Steve. Now, if you're a big fan of Iron Maiden, or indeed hard rock and metal, then check out his podcast. It's called Uncle Steve's Iron Maiden Zone, and you can get that on all good podcast platforms. I suppose wherever you're listening to this right now is a good place to start. Well, that's it for August the 7th then. I'm going to be back tomorrow to talk about another big event in rock that happened on this day. So until then, take care.